Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Vermeiden is to avoid. Vermeiden, to avoid. How would you say I avoid? Ich vermeide. How would you say I avoid the traffic jam? Ich vermeide den Stau. Der Stau is the traffic jam. Or if you want to be more specific, der Verkehrsstau. The traffic jam. Der Verkehrsstau. Or we can simply just say Stau. Der Stau. The jam. So it's actually der Stau, masculine. But ich vermeide den Stau. You see, vermeiden is an accusative verb. It triggers accusative endings. The masculine accusative article is den with en. So we say, ich vermeide den Stau. How would you say, I avoid the highway? Ich vermeide die Autobahn. How would you say, I avoid the country road? Ich vermeide die Landstraße. Die Landstraße is the country road. Ich vermeide die Landstraße. How would you say, I avoid the traffic jam on the highway? Ich vermeide den Stau auf der Autobahn. On the highway, auf der Autobahn. Auf is actually a two-way preposition, can trigger accusative or dative. But here, it triggers dative because we are expressing a position. We are answering the question, where, wo? Then it triggers dative. Die Autobahn, feminine, actually, becomes in dative, der Autobahn, because the female article in dative is der. So we say, auf der Autobahn, on the highway. Ich vermeide den Stau auf der Autobahn. How would you say, I avoid the jam on the country road? Ich vermeide den Stau auf der Landstraße. How would you say, how do I avoid the jam? Wie vermeide ich den Stau? How would you say, how do I avoid the traffic jam on the highway? Wie vermeide ich den Stau auf der Autobahn? How would you say, I avoid to drive on the highway? Ich vermeide es, auf der Autobahn zu fahren. You see, in German, the structure is, I avoid it. We need here to say it. I avoid it. Ich vermeide es. Auf der Autobahn zu fahren, on the highway to drive. To drive, zu fahren. But in German, this zu plus infinitive structure is kicked to the very end. So we have to first say, auf der Autobahn zu fahren, on the highway to drive. Ich vermeide es, auf der Autobahn zu fahren. How would you say, I avoid to drive on the country road? Ich vermeide es, auf der Landstraße zu fahren. How would you say, I drive on the country road to avoid the jam? Ich fahre auf der Landstraße, um den Stau zu vermeiden. You see, we say in German, um den Stau zu vermeiden. Um, in order to. Um zu vermeiden, in order to avoid. And the zu infinitive structures kick to the end. So we say, um den Stau zu vermeiden. In order the traffic jam to avoid. Ich fahre auf der Landstraße, um den Stau zu vermeiden. How would you say, I drive on the highway in order to avoid the jam? Ich fahre auf der Autobahn, um den Stau zu vermeiden. How would you say, I don't drive on the country road to avoid the jam? Ich fahre nicht auf der Landstraße, um den Stau zu vermeiden. How would you say, I don't drive on the highway in order to avoid the traffic jam? Ich fahre nicht auf der Autobahn, um den Stau zu vermeiden. How would you say in the past, I've avoided? Ich habe vermieden. So, vermieden is the participle. You see, it's a bit irregular. Vermeiden has an E-I, pronounced I, so we say vermeiden. But here the participle, we switch the E and the I, and we have first the E and then the I. Now it's pronounced like a long I, so we say vermieden. With a long I, vermieden. Ich habe vermieden. How would you say, I avoided the traffic jam? Ich habe den Stau vermieden. How would you say, I avoided the traffic jam yesterday? Ich habe gestern den Stau vermieden. How would you say, I avoided the traffic jam yesterday on the highway? Ich habe den Stau gestern auf der Autobahn vermieden. You see, vermieden has to be kicked to the end because it's the second verb. Whenever you have two verbs in German, the second one is kicked to the very end. Ich habe, here we have the first, the auxiliary verb haben, to build the past. Ich habe gestern den Stau auf der Autobahn vermieden. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb stellen, to put. Stellen, to put. Like to put your mobile phone on the table. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.